KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 0 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of snow developing late this afternoon, a high around 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday here in Atlantic. The APD reports this morning 34-year-old Christopher Anstey of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, and 23-year-old Jacob Osman of Neola was arrested for interference with official acts and theft in the fourth degree, or shoplifting. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, the City of Atlantic, Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, and Cass County are collaborating to create a new website to serve the entire community. The site will serve existing and potential new residents and businesses. Wita Weimer, Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, said, "We're excited to be a part of this professionally designed website incorporating all four major entities in Atlantic. Uniting together, we'll create a more effective and successful website to attract people to Cass County. The project will also encourage and build stronger relationship between the Chamber, the City, CADCO, and the County." Weimer says bringing all four organizations together will achieve a number of benefits for the entire Cass community, such as increased search engine ranking for all four entities, information for the community on one user-friendly site, a strategic design that will attract new entrepreneurs and young business leaders, as well as become more efficient by eliminating duplicate information. 5Q Communications, a Cass County-based digital marketing firm, will be leading the website project. The initial stage of discovery will provide the organizations with an understanding of the end users, solid graphic design brief, and a clear plan of execution. The discovery will provide insight into user experience that must be created to accomplish the goals of each organization. Weimer said the new skillfully designed website will be the first impression to our community. It will represent who we are, established yet progressive, offering endless opportunities. The website will communicate and promote all Cass County and the Atlantic area has to offer to both its current residents and new visitors. A new pedestrian bridge in Avoca connecting to a trail system was completed last month, giving residents of the community a connection from East Thomas Street to Edgington Memorial Park over the East Nishnabotna River. Anna Hoig, director of Avoca Main Street, told the Daily Nonpareil in 2007 the city council worked to establish the foundation of a prosperous future through a financial comprehensive plan. The downtown master plan was part of that idea with a facade program to improve the aesthetics of the city's downtown. Hoig said the improvements will help the city attract more business while retaining what's already there. The pedestrian bridge cost $243,850 and was constructed to create a quicker route of travel for those who live on the east side of Avoca. It's 120 feet long and 12 feet wide, made of steel with a wooden deck. The city spent $72,358 on the project, thanks to grants from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for $75,000 and another grant from the Regional Planning Area 18 for $171,492. The costs were limited for the city. The grant from the IDNR was devoted to the construction of three connecting trails from the bridge to the town. Elsewhere in the news, three Atlantic women have been arrested on drug-related charges. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 35-year-old Heather Marie Christensen of Atlantic was arrested February 4th on charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, sponsoring a gathering, drug tax stamp violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Christensen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released the next day on her own recognizance. She was arrested again last Sunday, however, for OWI second offense, two counts of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, ongoing criminal conduct, and driving under suspension. Christensen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she later posted a $25,000 bond and was released. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy has also arrested 22-year-old Ashley Hope Coors of Atlantic on February 4th. Coors was charged with sponsoring a gathering, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on her own recognizance. And on February 9th, Cass County deputies arrested 53-year-old Charity Ann Witt of Atlantic on two charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and one charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Witt was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $5,000 bond. Six people were arrested on separate charges over the past week in Cass County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 43-year-old Daniel Dale Laws of Atlantic had been arrested February 7th on a charge of driving under suspension. Laws pled not guilty and was released later that day. The same day, 36-year-old Isaac George Van Sickle of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Van Sickle was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On February 8th, Cass County deputies arrested 47-year-old John Martin Chamberlain Jr. of Atlantic on two district court warrants for failure to appear. Chamberlain was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. Two people were arrested in Cass County on February 10th. 39-year-old Danny Ellen Elrod of Council Bluffs was arrested on two district court warrants for failure to appear. Elrod was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And 37-year-old Eric Jason Ostrander of Council Bluffs was arrested February 10th on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Ostrander was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held without bond. On February 12th, 35-year-old Joshua James Mullen of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on a district court warrant for a probation violation. After his arrest, Mullen was also charged with assault causing injury upon a fellow inmate. Mullen remains held in the Cass County Jail on $20,000 cash bond. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers is warning the public that not paying your parking tickets in Clarinda may land you in jail. As an example, he said 21-year-old James Allen Kinghorn of Shenandoah was arrested Tuesday evening on a warrant for failure to pay parking tickets issued to Kinghorn over the last couple of months. As a result, Kinghorn ended up spending the night in the Page County Jail. The chief says the city of Clarinda goes out of its way to give individuals an opportunity to get their parking tickets paid. If a ticket is issued, the violator has 30 days to pay the $15 fine for a simple parking violation to City Hall. If the parking ticket is not paid within 30 days, the police department sends out a letter to the registered owner of the vehicle ticketed, informing that person that they have 14 days to pay the parking violation from the date of the letter. The parking violation is now $20. If that's not paid, a complaint will be filed with the court and a warrant may be issued for the person's arrest. Brother said if the parking ticket ends up in the court, the cost of the initial $15 parking ticket ends up being about $100. He added that it's not his desire to utilize the department's resources in arresting people for unpaid parking tickets. But he makes it clear that if you are issued a parking ticket, you shouldn't throw it away because that approach may just land you in jail. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.